Welcome back to the podcast. I am joined with my friends Rico and Michael.
Hello.
So I'm glad to have you guys back. But before we get started, I just wanted to ask, how are you guys doing?
Pretty chilling, honestly. Honestly, I've been on a good day. Today, yeah? I woke up on the right side of the bed, I will say.
Nice. You, Mike, how are you feeling today?
What do you call it? I finished my final for my VFX class, so like a weight has been lifted off my shoulders, so I'm free.
That's good. You know, school sucks sometimes, but school is really good for you sometimes.
You guys were amazed by my work, so I mean...
Yeah, it was pretty good. Shout out to Star Wars. Yeah. But I wanted to ask, do you guys have jobs at the moment?
I do. I have two jobs. Well, I guess like...
Like one and a half?
Four, I would say.
Damn.
Two of them aren't real jobs, but they do take up a lot of my time as if they were a job.
Okay.
So, I'm a head cashier at Home Depot. I pretty much do anything that has to do with customer service at Home Depot. And I'm also a traveling MA, and then I also work out, but that's like takes up a majority of my time, like 3 to 4 hours on a good workout, minimum two, like that's, I have to work out for 2 hours. And then also here, podcasts, creating content, creating, some art for this brand, marketing it, you know, all of it is, it's contribution to this.
And then you, Michael, do you do a job?
As of right now, I'm kind of looking, the last job that I left to focus more on school because that was kind of like making me like super like late to everything and like decreasing my like my motivation to like get up in the morning.
Okay.
Because like I would get up like at 11 or sometimes like 12 o'clock in the afternoon.
Right. Me currently, I do have a job. I have two jobs. I work at the post office, and I'm gonna start working at the bowling alley again. And the podcast with three. I have three jobs, so it's gonna be amazing.
Well, then this would probably be my job.
Yeah, this is Michael's full time job at the moment. That's all right. So I wanted to ask, in those jobs you guys had, or from what you guys heard right now, how is the pay? Like, would you guys say you guys can make a living off the pay, or like you guys can like? Is the pay good, or is the pay like all right?
I think I'm getting paid well for my first job at Home Depot. I'm not getting paid what I should be getting paid, but I think that's because of a technicality. Because it's not my like the job I prioritize the most.
Mm-hmm. Home Depot, you said?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because of that, I do have like my availability with them differs a lot, and that causes me to sometimes like have to call out to go to the job or
okay, you know.
And because of that, I do have, like, these points. Like, the way they kind of explain to me, because I always have meetings with my superiors, like, people who hired me, pretty much.
Like management?
Yeah, with management.
There we go.
And, like, they always tell me that I'm doing a good job, and they want to move me up, but because of my, like, me not being able to prioritize them causes me to have, like, points, like, me being late, or me, because, like, I would be like, hey, I have work, and I'm caught up, I won't be able to make it for another 2 hours.
Damn.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
And like that, they're like, okay, but you're gonna get a point. You know? That's just how it is. And I have like, I've already like read, like I should be fired, but because they like me a lot, I'm not fired.
Right.
Like,
right. Yeah. Yeah. Because
they need me. And so right now we're just waiting for me to get like those points cleared up, and they clear up after a couple months, so I can get promoted and actually get paid what I should be getting paid, which is at least $17.50. And then that's just from Home Depot, but from Inspire and HG, I make a good about like 24.50 an hour.
Damn, yeah. That's pretty good. And you, Michael?
Look, I haven't seen a dime for this podcast yet, but like,
and you won't see any with that attitude.
All right then. All right. Anyway, but no, like on the side, like I'll go to the swap meet, buy some stuff, and then just sell it on eBay because like I kind of make money off of that too. So, like, I can help contribute to, like, some stuff for this podcast. So, like, that's kind of, like, sort of my income. But, like, it kind of gets slow.
Right.
Because, like, people are, like, kind of, like, iffy and picky about, like, oh, does it work? Does it not work? Or, like, oh, why is it this price? Or, like, why is shipping so high and stuff? And it's, like, it's not my fault shipping's high. It's more of, like, you blame the post office for making those rates high.
That's everywhere, bro. Like inflation.
Yeah, inflation and cost of living, all that stuff.
UPS is the worst one, like for pricing. Post office is like just the way to go.
Yeah, the post office is the way to go.
All those government jobs, you know.
Okay, yeah. And then where I work, the pay is all right. I feel like we are definitely getting paid well for our job because our job is not that hard to do. Like to deliver mail itself, it's not a physical demanding job. It's just learning. Like once you learn it, it becomes the easiest thing ever. But that's with everything. You know, but I think the pay's okay. You know, I'm making decent money with the post office pay. But, and just to like Do you guys have fun while working, or do you guys feel like you can't work to have fun, or how do you balance it, the fun and enjoying your life and working?
When I was working at the comics and stuff, sometimes when there's nothing to do, I'll just kind of like stand around and talk with my coworkers that were there. We'll just like talk about like serious stuff or like funny stuff.
Coworkers are like a different type of friendship. And I think it's because
when you're gonna have the right coworkers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and when you have a really good friendship with a coworker, I feel like it's a really good one because there's always not too many things like like with a regular friendship, like one from high school. I feel like sometimes like there's so many like expectations.
Right. Okay.
But yeah. Versus like a coworker, I feel like you can still have that friendship and still have a really good like healthy relationship and find lose each other, have fun with them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And also not have like feel like they need to deliver something or feel like you need to deliver something. Like even something as simple as like a birthday gift, you know?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Like, you can just say happy birthday and that's sufficient enough, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like that's why like, I mean, I don't know if that's just me, like I don't like get close to people or something, but it's just like sometimes like coworkers is like a good breath of fresh air where it's like not too much pressure and not too much like you can like literally just do whatever you want mm-hmm. with the coworker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Having fun. I feel like sometimes it's really hard to have fun. Like when you don't have a schedule. Like when you don't have a schedule and you're really prioritizing work, making money. Like
yeah.
Do you you can't really take a step back and enjoy like life and enjoy your family, enjoy friends, enjoy things that you know where we live at, like can give you fun. You know, going out, whatever the case is, or wherever you live at. You know, maybe some of you guys don't live in San Diego, but you know. So, what are some fun things to do, you know, in San Diego now that like that's kind
of
like
outside of work?
Yeah. So let's say like for Michael, I'm sorry for learning the bus. You know, you don't work. It's okay. Rico, you kind of have an availability. Me, I'm starting to get more of an availability, but like what are some fun things to do in the city, or what are like just fun things to do in the city?
I mean, like whenever if I have money, like if I want to go like do something like fun, like you know, like I want to go do this because I haven't done this in a while, like I have money, I'll like when me and Rico one time we went to go throw axes.
Okay. Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Like,
yeah,
we actually had fun.
See, like I had fun. It could have been better though if the instructor wasn't breathing down our necks the entire time. Jeez.
Well, pretty for safety, I'm pretty sure.
Pretty sure. Yeah, but there's places out there, same exact company, same exact thing, but they don't have like a person like telling you exactly what to do. There's no fun in that. Like I feel like throwing axe could be sort of an art. And with art you have to like do your own thing. You can't just like follow the rules. Art is meant to be like expressive. And throwing axes is expressive. Breaking plates is expressive.
I want to go to a rage room so bad.
Yeah.
But I heard you get so hot in like the first like 10 minutes. Because like of all the protective gear that you're wearing, like you get super hot. Like, you come out to the rage room super sweaty. Yeah. But I'm pretty sure it's fun, like breaking all that stuff and just letting like your...
Well, you're moving around a lot, yeah. And so like you're going to build up like heat in that.
Thing. Especially because of what you wear. Like you're wearing like protective thick layers of whatever they give you.
Every time I think of like a protective like layer suit, I think of Jackass when they're doing
their stunts.
When they're doing the stunt where like he's running on the elliptical cycle and he's like sweating ass. He's like sweating from his ass and shit and they're drinking. That's what I think about like as like a safety suit, like one of those like thick like suits. You know what I mean?
No, what you mean. But thank you for sharing that. That's...
Okay.
What are some fun things that you guys have done recently? Or, like, anything?
Well, I feel like in SD, recently what I really like to do fun, like my age, like I'm at the edge of 20, but I turned 21. I feel like I can kind of... And also, I feel like I kind of look older. So, I can get away with, like, not getting ID'd, right? So what, like even something as simple as going out to dinner with your friends who are also at the age of 20.
Yeah.
And just like
age of 21, you mean?
Edge of 20.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because when you're at the edge of something, it's like you're at the end of it. So I'm at the edge of 20.
Like I'm at the edge of it right
now. You're at the end of 20.
You're at the end of 20.
Because I'm turning 21 in a month. So I'm at the edge of 20. Have you ever seen the movie Edge of 17? It's because the girl turned 18 at the end.
I love Hailee Steinfeld.
I love Hailee Steinfeld so much. And that's Hailee Steinfeld. You should know. Fake fan. Out of here.
No, I've heard about the movie. I've never seen it, though.
Yeah, it's on Netflix.
About Netflix, I want to watch Senior Year on Netflix. I heard it was really good.
You should watch it. That movie.
I want to watch it.
Senior Year and 17 again. I mean, 17 again. Edge of 17 are two different movies, but also two really good movies.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a movie I watched, too, on Netflix. It's called Metal Lords. And, like, honestly, that movie, like, I had... I watched it, and it's like, it kind of represents, like, us, in a way.
How, Michael?
So, like...
This is completely off topic
before. It's not really... How, it's not really off topic. It's more of, like, between me and Efren, like, we both like some metal bands, not all of them. Like, you like Metallica, you like you like Judas Priest and, like, and all that.
Yeah.
But, like, I like most of it. But then, like, they also have, like, their geeky moments. So, like, when we geek out about Star Wars, or, like, when we geek about Marvel, like, they kind of geek out about that stuff, too.
I kind of want to watch it now to see how it compares to us.
Cause like
and see what this guy's talking about.
The movie, they play D&D, so I'm like, okay.
We don't play Dungeons and Dragons.
Yeah, they do.
No, we don't.
Oh no, we don't. But we like, but they kind of geek out about that. So like, we're kind of geeking out.
I guess D&D to us could be like how we used to play video games.
Man, about that, I guess. But okay, you were saying you were at your 21.
Yeah, so like even just going out to dinner, like drinking out with my friends, like that's even fun. Or even just like, I feel like right now I'm just like in an age where I just like kind of want to party. So I guess like even drinking, but I guess even if you're like one of those like Christian kids like Efren over here. And you don't drink. I guess things that I would do that are more like laid back. Just like walking on the beach, even like on a gloomy day, if it's overcast, like that's alone therapeutic. And I feel like that's like, it does so much, so good for you.
Uh-huh.
As well as like Belmont Park, it's like a beach and also yeah. like an amusement park, a little mini amusement park. There's a lot of arcades there. San Diego's amazing, lots of hidden gems. Yeah, there's a lot of restaurants to try. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you guys have heard of like Convoy or...
Daytang Fung?
Daytime Fun,
if I'm pronouncing it correctly.
Up to You, which is like a dessert place.
That Up to You is really good. Yeah, I like it.
You can,
I like
it's like you. Any dessert that you can imagine or ever seen, like they have it there, and like it's like every single dessert, like you can. It's like it's as if like it was a buffet, but for desserts, and that you can build your own too. So it's like amazing,
and it's not that expensive either. Like, yeah.
It's
not.
It's such a cute little concept, and it's like amazing. It has its own aesthetic, and that's how it is in Convoy. Convoy and SD, like. It's like every store it's its own vibe, and it's those are local businesses, so you know local businesses how they have like their own like they definitely have their own how do I say like love into it.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
Or like you go to Hillcrest, like if you're like
oh, feeling Hillcrest too. Like, Hillcrest
like, clubbing too is really fun. Yeah.
Like if you're feeling like you want to be like super vintage, go check out Hillcrest and everything like that. Because like
yeah.
I mainly go for record shops, but like there's like a bunch of like thrift shops around there that they sell vintage clubs.
Yeah, Hillcrest, you know, during the day it might be a little, you know.
Like plain.
I go during the day.
I think it's plain, basic. But at night, like when it starts to get evening, like especially on the weekends. I don't know. I've never been. I'm assuming.
What?
But like,
yeah, I've never been to Hillcrest, but I only hear good things about the clubs there. And what was it? There's is it like Cheers or something?
Cheers.
Cheers.
Lips.
Oh, Lips. Cheers.
I don't know. Actually, I think the only one I've heard of it has been Lips.
Yeah, I've heard of Lips.
Yeah.
And there's also like one that's like. It's like a lesbian bar.
Well, I don't know.
But those are really fun. Though I think Hillcrest is definitely like gay crest, they call it. but it's definitely, I mean, let's be real. Gay people know how to party.
Yeah, that's
true. They know the vibe.
I mean, I'm sitting next to one right now. He knows how to vibe, party, and go crazy and shit at a party. Like, I'm going to a place on Saturday called Coin Op. It's just, like, a strictly, like, 21 and up where, like, they have a bunch of, like, pinballs and, like... Coin Op, yeah.
Coin Op, oh,
yeah, Coin Op, so, like, okay. You go there, it's, like, it's 21 and up. They have pinball machines, like, other arcade games or whatever, and you get to drink pretty much while you play.
Nice. And, you know, this might be a weird question, but I just want to know. How long have you guys been here for?
How long have we lived here for?
Yeah, I've lived here my entire life.
Same.
Yeah,
same.
I was born and raised here, and I've never moved... out and came back. Like I've stayed here in Chula Vista.
Me.
What do you call it? I was born in La Jolla, but then because like at the time like that's where like everybody's insurance was in like La Jolla or whatever like that. But yeah. I was born like technically in San Diego. I've always like lived in Chula Vista, and then I lived in Spring Valley.
Mm.
But for like
all up and down.
Yeah, for like six. Yeah, for 6 months. What do you call it? I lived out in the valley, and then. I came back here, which made no sense to me, like, why we moved out there for 6 months and just came back. But, like, technically, I've been here my entire life.
I haven't. I mean, I was born in here, Chula Vista. I lived in Mexico for 4 years. When I was 4 years old, we moved back. But my sisters, they were born here, and they're 4 to 8 years older than me. So they lived in Mexico longer than I did, you know?
Yeah.
My sisters lived there for how long? They lived there for 8 years. My sister lived there for 16. Wait, 16? Am I doing the math correctly? Because I'm 4. My sister's 4 years older than me. So they're 8 plus 4. 12 years. They were about 12. I was off. So yeah. So they lived longer than me. But we lived in Mexico for 4 years. For me, we moved. And then ever since then, we've lived in Chula Vista. But we would constantly go back to TJ. So we were always going back and forth until we got older. Then we stopped crossing and we just kind of like settled to stay here. Yeah. But now I'm going back to TJ. Like, I'm starting to go back more to TJ because I have faster access to cross the border to
come back. Yeah. And then you also have like your activities over there in TJ. Yeah. So
it's fun.
Yeah.
So now, just to ask one final question about the city, what are some like red flags or like some like things to look out for, like watch out
in downtown? It's really easy to walk down the wrong street.
Even drive.
Yeah. There's so many walkways in downtown. There's a lot of homeless. Like there's streets where it's just like clean, and the next street's fucking homeless. But I think what Efren was trying to refer to is that like sometimes it's difficult because you never know which street is a one way. And there have been so many times that I've driven on a one-way street, like the opposite way in downtown. Shout out downtown. And let's be real, when you're looking for parking in downtown, it's impossible.
Dude, especially like on a Friday, Saturday night.
Yeah.
So you just want to drive around the block so this is fitness, you know? It's so easy in that way to go into a one-way street. You just want to go and find a parking, you know?
It's like, even when you go to the beach, it's hard to find parking there, like especially like on the weekends or like on a very hot day.
Yeah,
like I remember my dad used to tell me about a story where his friends were like driving around in a van, and I guess like the Secret Service came out because you know in Coronado where the president had the president, he has like a house in Coronado.
When
he
comes
to
San Diego. I don't know.
You've never known about that?
Which president?
Any president. It's a presidential house.
They have a presidential house
in San Diego. When they can come to visit, they stay there, or they can stay at a hotel if they wanted to. But like I guess the Secret Service came out and they're like asking like a bunch of questions. They're like, we're just looking for parking, cause, and they're like, oh yeah, it's impossible to find parking because they won't let them park in front of the house. Cause
I guess you're gonna park yourself in front of a presidential house.
Of course,
yeah. Unless it's across the street, but there's no street to park across on because it's the sand across the street. That's what it is.
So just watch out in downtown. Any other red flags?
Alcohol.
The school we went to.
Yeah. The school we went to was red flags.
Is a red flag. I think when Bonita Vista is the high school we all went to. When I first like went there, my choices were either Hilltop, Castle Park, or Bonita.
Bruh.
And my mom, and the reason I wanted to go to Castle Park or Hilltop was because I had friends from like elementary and middle school. Mm-hmm. And then my mom wanted me to come to Bonita.
Yeah.
And Bonita, I think she wanted me to come to Bonita because at time on paper and online, Bonita sounded really great.
Yeah.
But once like we got here, it like declined every year significantly. And then into our senior year, our school district is what, $3 billion in debt? Like it got that bad.
Yeah.
I don't even know.
No, not billions, like million.
Like trillion. No, it was billions.
Oh really?
It was $3 billion.
$3 billion?
Yes.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah. How much was it? Look it up.
I don't think it was $3 billion. Okay, but while Michael looks that up, Bonita, dude, honestly, I had a really good time at Bonita. I wouldn't consider
aside
like
from the ghetto, you know.
All the funding. Wannabes, bro. All the the ghetto.
The ghetto funding.
The ghetto funding, and like not really caring about the school
itself. What are you talking about? The wannabes.
Like all the like, I thought you were gonna say ghetto people. I thought you were gonna say that. So I was like, bro, everyone.
Okay, Michael fact checked us. It wasn't billions.
It was in the millions.
$12 million.
Like that's when we graduated though, and then when 2020 hit.
But still, I feel like that's just as bad.
When 2020 hit, it decreased.
Death is dead.
Depp? Johnny Depp?
Johnny Depp. Another one in Depp.
But,
Johnny Depp is in Depp.
In Depp.
In Depp. Johnny Depp is in Depp.
You gotta
Johnny
emphasize.
Depp is in Depp.
You gotta emphasize.
Amber Depp is in Depp.
Amber Heard.
Amber Heard.
Amber Turd.
Amber Turd and Johnny Depp.
Notice how you're the only one laughing.
No, it's okay. I don't need you guys to laugh at my jokes. I can't force you guys to have good taste.
Okay, that was a good one. But no, when I was saying wannabes, like, there's a lot of people. I thought you said ghetto people. So I was like, bro, everyone's a wannabe.
Well, like, that's high school.
No, but, like, in Bonita, bro. Because, like, if you go to, like, other schools, there's actually, like, people that live that lifestyle and not just trying to act hard. You know what I mean?
Well, what schools are you referring to? Because, I mean, there's also kids at our school who, like, I feel like they also, like, how do I say? Trying to come off as more classier than they were.
Oh, that's true. Like you?
Me, I was class.
You were class?
Yes.
Barely.
I think if anything, I was raised in class, but
you,
I was.
You became class.
But I was definitely. I was at heart a fucking Mongol.
Because that's what happens when you go to Hilton as a middle schooler.
Huh?
Huh? That's what happens when you go to Hilltop.
That has nothing to do with anything.
No, honestly, I'm just roasting people.
That has nothing to do with... But honestly, you might be onto something. Yeah, roast people. No, it was because I went to Benita Middle and Hilltop Middle. You
only went to Benita Middle wasn't that bad.
Benita Middle was pretty fucking good.
Oh, yeah. It went I think by, like...
We had a PE teacher who had a boner the entire class.
No, but I think when we got to, like, 8th grade, that's when it started to get more, like that. Like,
yeah. Yeah, I guess.
Because, like, 7th grade came, it's like, oh, there's a bunch of new kids. They think they're all
ours. I'll never forget the Mr. Kogel Instagram page. So we had this AP teacher, right? And there was this kid who would, like, randomly take pictures of him on campus. And he would pose as if he was him. He's like, damn, I look so fresh today. And it's like...
Fit check.
Stuff like that. It was Mr. Kogel. That's a weird name, Kogel. I always like saying it because it's like...
You know what? Talking about teachers and like that, did you guys ever get in trouble in school? Or like, really? I feel like I barely got in trouble.
I probably just don't remember it. You're suppressing it.
Well, yeah. I was suppressing it. But one time where like I didn't get in trouble for it, but like it was like this like big. It wasn't even a big deal, but it was in class, right? It was in math class. I was a freshman, and I guess like now, if a teacher were to do this, it's like a big crime, or not a big crime, but people will take really offense to it. So we were in math class. You know how, like, in math class, you sit in like four people group, and like the desks are like in one group.
Yeah. Made no sense to me.
So this dumb teacher had my desk facing the wrong way because he was trying to like organize the classroom, and he put my desk in the wrong way. So he was telling me, "Hey, could you get up and move the desk?" And I was like, "Oh yeah, like no issue, I'll do it." Uh-huh. But I guess I'm not smart enough like he is, so I couldn't move the desk the way he wanted me to move it. So I sat back down. I was like, you know what? I'm tired of this. When I sat back down, he came up to my desk and he moved my desk while I was in it. But he did it with like, he was frustrated and he did it with like, he was angry. So when he did it, he like moved me. I stood up and it got into his face.
Everyone's pride got in the way.
Because I got mad. I got mad that, first of all, he put the desk the wrong way. He was telling me to do it and I just didn't know how because I'm an idiot. So when he like pushed my... And when I'm sitting down, I got pissed. So I got up and I stood in his face. And he just looked at me and he just walked away. Because I got mad. But like I was ready to like just push him back. Because I got pissed.
What did everyone else in the room...
Like, dude, everybody just kind of just looked at me.
Were they ready for... Like, were they like...
Well, the people that I was sitting with were like, what the hell? Like, there was like... Yeah, everybody was surprised. Because he was pissed and he moved my chair off my desk. So first of all, he's moving a
What grade was this?
The freshman year. So he's moving.
This is when everyone had prime time anger issues.
So he's first of all, he's moving a 200-pound kid sitting on a desk. Like, that's pretty heavy, you know. So I got pissed. I was like, nah, man, like you're not gonna do that.
Damn, he hurt your pride in like five different ways, didn't he?
He did.
He called you stupid, incompetent,
and fat. All in one, bro. Three in one, right there. But do you guys have any other stories that like that happened?
I do have a couple stories. So there was this one time, I have a lot, so let me just shoot right through them, okay?
Okay, go.
So there was this one time freshman year, we had this class, we were in this class, and Mr. Ortiz was connecting his laptop
to
his iPad, and he had a picture of his son, and he was a baby. And I don't know about you, but sometimes a lot of babies to me, they look like baby monkeys. And I thought he had a baby monkey on his page, okay? I was like, why is he on a picture of a monkey on his iPad? And it was his son. Mr. Ortiz is white, by the way. Before any of you guys start saying I'm racist. Mr. Ortiz is white.
Yeah, he
and
is.
I thought, like, genuinely, like, he had, like, a little monkey on his page. I thought it was cute, but I thought it was random. And he didn't get too offended. He was like, you want to say that about my son again? And I was like,
he lucky did, dude. He got triggered.
Low-key, it's because low-key, Mr. Ortiz does kind of, like...
I know what you're talking about. It's his ears.
Yeah.
It's his ears. It's his ears. No, because you know that one, like, that one monkey, like, that one mean monkey, of, like, it's, like, pink background. He has, like, a bubble, and that's, like...
Sure.
Yeah, sure.
Like, the ears, you know?
No, I don't know what you're talking about, but yes.
Okay.
You think he can get the NFL package on those things? You know, if you just put him up on the ceiling, you just, like, pull his ears, you know, if you'll just, like, get it.
Miss Ortiz, if you're hearing this, we love you, and I'm sorry for offending you and your son. I mean, yes, I admit, I did say that, but I meant that in the most positive manner ever.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah.
You know, we're just joking around. We're having fun.
And then there was this other time we were ditching, what period was it? Second period?
Oh, what year?
It's always usually second or period.
When we went to someone's guitar class.
It was fourth period.
Oh, yeah. So we all did fourth period. Hey, we've been doing this for a while. Like, probably like our third week doing
this. I was ditching like probably for like 3 weeks straight.
Yeah. What class were you running away from?
Chemistry.
Oh, no wonder you took summer school.
I did take summer school. We all did.
Not you. What year was this? Junior year.
I didn't really talk. I don't know how these guys took summer school, but I got perfect scores on all my...
Perfect score shut up, man.
No, but like, I ditched sometimes too. It's like, I don't know how I passed with you guys.
I don't remember my fourth period junior year.
I don't remember yours either, bro.
Junior year, fourth period.
I'm trying to remember. Because I was living camp. Stephen holds a guitar.
That's kind of sad. I don't remember my classes.
Oh, you don't have to. Well, you can just check Jupiter grades and tell us other classes.
I don't know. That's trauma.
Trauma. Logging into Jupiter grades. Did you see like 20 missing assignments?
No, dude.
And like each period, 20 missing assignments, 20 missing assignments.
Oh, dude.
I remember my freshman year one. I don't remember my junior year.
I kind of remember all my classes all these years. But anyway, so we were saying with the story.
We were ditching. And there was this one time we were ditching.
It was all of us.
We had this friend. We won't say his real name. We'll just call him Victor for now.
Okay.
So we had this friend named Victor. And it was the most randomest shit. Did he get like excited or something? Randomly happened?
It just happened randomly.
So we were in Mr. G's class. Yeah. This was one of the days of the 3 weeks that we were ditching. We were just having fun. We're probably taking a selfie. I think we took pictures. Like, I have pictures from that day on my Snapchat.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, Victor's chair just, like, he just falls. Like, he just, like, goes through, like, the table. So, not like, go through the table, but he just, like as if there's a hole under him, right?
So,
what the fuck? And he gets up, and I kid you not, the legs of his chair fucking bent outwards.
It was like a flat chair.
Very flat. Like, that chair became a pancake.
Doesn't that, like, scene come out in Jack and Jill?
Yeah,
Jack and Jill.
With the pony.
Yeah. With the pony, that happens.
Yes,
I feel bad for that pony.
Victor was Jill, and the chair was the pony.
Poor.
But the day we finally got caught,
it was that day.
How
it was that same
caught?
Day.
How did we get caught?
Okay, so it was all of us that ditched, and our friend Victor sat on the chair. It was that same day, and we caused or we brought so much attention to ourselves. Like, it was burnt. It was so burnt that we were ditching. But the thing is, since I had prior been ditching already, I just walked out and pretend like I was in that class. So all of you guys got caught and got Saturday school, but I didn't.
Yeah, it wasn't that bad. Saturday school, I forgot Saturday school was a thing.
It was a thing senior year when we had to, like, clear. I was just in.
Yeah.
Saturday so we can go to prom and grad night.
Everyone there for the last 3 weeks.
Everybody was there. It was Shneemus for the cafeteria, dude. It was infested.
The thing was, you had to have the assignment in the cafeteria, or else, like, you had to...
Everyone
was in the cafeteria.
It depends, because when I went, like, they didn't make us do homework. The people that was, like, taking care of Saturday school, they were so chill. They let us leave during our breaks. We went to Starbucks. Like, we just did all these things. Yeah, we left campus when we came back.
I never left campus.
Shneeman, you go to the Rite Aid.
You guys suck. Because the people that we got, like, when I was going to clear my absences and my tardies, it's like, you guys can leave and just come back. And I was like, okay, bet. Yeah, it was lit. So I had a good time there, Saturday school.
I did, like, one Saturday.
Was clutch because they came through because they cleared all your tardies. Mm-hmm. They cleared, like, 7 tardies. Yeah. It was one Saturday school and, like, 4 absences.
Yeah, that's what it was. But Saturday school did a lot.
And
for
just,
you.
They really wanted us to like enjoy. I'm pretty sure because like imagine when one Saturday school cleared one absence, we would have gone all of our senior year to clear my ditching whatever it was.
But it wasn't always like that. They changed it. Because there was hella motherfuckers going. None of the teachers like doing Saturday school, bro.
No.
It's además, like, when there's hella kids.
No.
So, I think they did that shit for a reason.
They did it.
Then let's just have, like, a couple weekends with hella kids, and then we'll go back to normal.
Exactly. Yeah. Let's do 7 and 4, I think. I think that's how it works. That's way too many kids.
Fuck, get this kid out of here.
Yeah?
Who's the assistant principal? She was chill with, like, me and, like, a couple other people. She kind of waved off some of our absences and stuff like that.
That's true. Yeah. Remember, like if you were friends with the APs or whatever, like you can just get away with those people.
Yeah. No, but but I was friends with, I was in her sister's class, and so like that's why I knew her, because like I'd have to go take stuff for her. But there was one day where like I was telling her like the attendants wouldn't waive it because it was like a day after or like the. Some like deadline or whatever like that, And she kept arguing, like, with them because they're like, we can't change it, this and that. And she's like, don't worry, I'll take care of it. But then, like, before she could tell me that, I went to Saturday school and I was, like, feeling dumb as hell. And I was like, oh, shit, okay. Now I have to go to, now I don't have to go to Saturday school because, like, she waived it, I guess. Mm-hmm. So, like, I guess I kind of felt dumb after that.
That's true. There were APs that were hooking up all the time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, some APs were cool. But some of them, I like, what was his name? Mr.
Brown?
Mr.
Oh, yeah, I know who you're talking about. Was it the black guy?
No, who was the black guy?
Oh, he was my AP.
I don't remember. Mr. Saragusa, he's not black.
Oh, Saragusa, no, black. He's Puerto Rican. Yeah, he's Puerto my bad, pimp. Like, huh? My bad, pimp.
Yeah, my bad, Mr. Saragusa.
Because it was Mr. Saragusa, we had Miss Hines.
He was, oh, Miss Hines. What, Miss Hines, you're a queen. Yeah, I love that, you. Miss Hines, and what was his sister's name?
Miss Rachel.
And Miss Rachel, you guys are the best. I love you guys.
Yeah, bro, they were. They were clicks. They were the homies.
They're not up in need anymore, sadly.
As they should. Get out of there. Grow into bigger, better things. That's exactly what you just deserve.
I found out in 2019 that August was her last class.
Do you know what she moved on to do?
I don't know where she went. I heard she was like still working for the district, but I don't know where. That's
fair. I mean, she should, because I think Miss Rachel touched a lot of kids, especially those who were in IEP, in such an excellent manner that honestly made them feel like part of society.
Oh yeah, 100%.
Like she helped me out a lot, like with assignments or like.
That's true. I remember, dude. She was the girl. Like, she actually helped me out. She helped us out.
Yeah, like we had personal problems. Like she helped us out. We talked about
for
it.
For those of you who don't know, Efren and Michael were in. Is it IEP?
IEP. Yeah. IEP. Pretty much, we had learning disabilities.
Yeah.
My learning disability was my stutter.
Yours was that I have ADD.
And I have a learning disability, but I snuck through them, you know. Yeah.
We know you did.
Many learning disabilities.
Yes. Yeah. So what else did we do in high school that we got in trouble for, or things that we got away with?
Oh.
Oh, dude, I got kicked out of school.
How'd you get kicked out?
Oh, yeah, you did kick.
Yeah,
out of school.
I got kicked out of school.
Had to suck some dick to get back in.
I got kicked out of school
that
because
was the joke that we had.
For I had like so many. I had like all Fs in my freshman year. So they're like, now you can't be here because I was on the contract. I was a transfer. So I got kicked out of school. I had to go back to Eastlake, ask for a transfer, and then go back to Bonita, then talk to the principal. But the AP that kicked me out had left. So that's when Mr. Saragusa came in, and I was on the contract with him. He told me to sign the contract, and he said, you got to have all Cs. I mean, you got to have a 2.0 average, and you can't have any absences
or tardies.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wait, who is the original AP?
I don't remember his name. So then my sophomore year, I did a contract, and I was like, you know what? I'm fine. I'm chilling. Then junior year, ditched 3 weeks in a row. Come on.
And he didn't give a shit, huh?
No. Because he knew I was a good kid. Because I remember he would always like pull me out of class and check up on me. Like, hey, how are you doing? Uh-huh. Remember your contract. And then junior year, he never did check up on me ever again. Or senior year, and he never did. So I'm assuming after the contract, he was like, eh, this kid's good to go. I don't really care. Because he went from checking up on me to not.
Like, they were letting in hella transfers by then. So what's the point of kicking you out? And there was kids out there that were starting fights. Yeah. They were turning the bathrooms into hot boxes, into fucking toilet papers.
So,
those are the best ones.
I didn't get kicked out for anything bad. I just got kicked out for having bad grades. So don't get bad grades like me, fam. But if you do, just talk to the people, man. It'll give you a chance.
I used to ditch all the time, too. My cousin, she went to Eastlake when I was a freshman, and so like I would always ditch with her all the time. Because I barely hung out with you guys freshman year.
That's true. Like, he really did. He really did hang out with us.
No, and then like she would come pick me up the one time when she was
done. Yeah, yeah, that's true. Michael used to always walk around. Yeah. I used to always go going from friend group to friend group.
Yeah.
And he'd land on us. Like, Michael was a little fly.
Yeah, but the thing was, like, she would pick me up in her car. She had like she had a shitty car too back then. I don't care. It was like the same car Raquel had, but a different color. But she would pick me up. I'd hop the fence. She would laugh all the time when I hop the fence because she's like, "Man, look at this kid. He's like, he's big. He's like wide, and he's hopping the fence. Like it's like he's taking a sweet time doing it too." But like the thing was, we wouldn't do like a whole lot. Like she would like take me out to go do stuff, or like we would like go to the beach, hang out with her friends.
Right.
Or, like, we would go to Guitar Center and just like mess around and play riffs that we weren't supposed to until we get kicked out.
Nah.
And like I really had fun with that. And, yeah, I was a fly because like I didn't know who to really hang out with in like my freshman year.
And then he found his people.
He found us. Well, actually, the best group in high school, by the way.
Well, actually, I was hanging out with my cousin and her.
Apparently, we're well known. There's a lot of people that we don't know, but they know us.
We have a lot of fans now, you can say.
Yeah, we have a lot of fans.
We have a lot of fans.
It's okay, guys. We love our fans.
It's okay. Anyway, just kidding.
Let's
bajale. I know. We have no fans, but like, if you didn't know us in high school, you're kind of weird for not talking to us. Because, like, okay.
Duh. Because we're the prime time. We're the real deal.
Yeah, I guess
we are the real deal. Yeah.
Actually, yes. Actually, fun fact: we were, because I remember how like I met Luz in high school, mm-hmm. and like I was talking to her, whatever. She told me now, like whenever she saw us, like we scared her.
Why?
We were intimidating to
yeah, them? We were intimidating to her, because I remember she's like, oh, like when I saw you, I want to say hi to you, but you were with your friends, and I got scared.
Is it looking more dickheads in high school?
Yeah, when he caught senior year, the auto shop teacher, he's not there anymore. Mr. Hazel, he would he gave me and a few other people a task to demolish a golf cart. What the fuck? Yeah,
sounds fun.
No, it was fun. But the thing was, I kind of got carried away, got on top of the seat, and started going at it with a sledgehammer.
That's something Michael will do.
Yeah, that is. Yeah.
That too.
But the thing was, he's like saying you don't really have to like demolish it like with the sledgehammer. He's like, just take like one of these saws and like cut it in half. I'm like, well, that's not fun. So I just kept doing it with the sledgehammer. He didn't really care. So I think people really got scared about the fact that like I really went.
They saw Michael and they were like, "Whoa!"
They're like, "He looks like scooter." They're like, "This guy looks like the guy from Action Point, the sledgehammer, and stuff like that." Shit was hilarious though.
There was this one time in middle school. So you guys know like one of my like really good friends, Norma.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know of her.
You call her Stephanie.
I call her Norma. Yeah. So yeah, the joke behind that is that in middle school, well, her name is Norma Stephanie Casinta. So in middle school, she went by Stephanie, and then now she just goes by Norma. But long story short, so me and her had this competition in middle school where we would always try to scare each other. Okay. So like at the randomest times in class, while she's about to come out of the bathroom, like literally someone would tell me when she's in a different class, like, oh, Norma just went to use the bathroom. And I would go, and I seize the bathroom, and I would go to the bathroom, and I would scare her. Like, it was like, it was that extra.
Yeah.
We would do it was the same thing. Like, we had the same energy back and forth. There was this one time I scared her. And she scared, she yelled hella loud. But, like, she was laughing after it. And then we got called into the office. And me and her almost got expelled.
For what?
For having a scaring competition. And they told us if they ever saw us scaring anybody, that we would get an instant referral and we would have to go into a meeting for termination of our attendance at that school.
Dude, that's actually pretty lit, though. Like, to get caught, I mean, to get in trouble for having a scaring competition?
That's stupid.
That's right? Stupid.
Isn't that so stupid?
But it's pretty cool, though.
You want to hear something else? Whoa. So there was this girl, I don't want to say her name, because she probably has trauma. But everyone at Hilltop, 8th grade, y'all know exactly what I'm talking about. So this girl, right, she comes to school with white slip-on Vans.
Okay.
Slip-on Vans.
Like brand new?
Like brand new. And keep in mind, back then, when you had white shoes,
everybody tried to step on your shoes.
Yeah.
This girl, white like, on God, like, at first, like, when you bring in white shoes, like, I feel like back then, like, it was like, I when I would bring white shoes to school, like, people would step on it, but they would kind of, like, be like a joke, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hey, maybe you have like one dickhead friend who would actually step on it.
Yeah.
No, bro.
Me?
Every single person that came across her stepped on her shoes. That was her first day wearing those shoes, and they were black.
At the end of the day.
No, like, I'm like, bro, they were fucked up. Everyone stepped on her shoes. Like, I think the first day was her friend group. Just started stepping on it.
That's so messed up.
And then everyone just started stepping on it. And then it came to a point where in nutrition break, there was like 20 kids around her stepping on her shoes.
Dude, what's up with high middle school kids? Just so ruthless.
No, you know what really was ruthless?
What?
Slap Ass Friday. Slap Ass Friday was the Michael.
I remember Slap Ass Friday.
What you slapping in middle school.
Sorry.
The way you would have so many sexual assault charges because of Slap Ass Friday.
Oh, yeah. Dude,
but the way it was normalized. And it's funny because I feel like the teachers even knew about Slap Ass Friday.
And they did it themselves?
They did it.
Oh.
No, wait, what? You want to tell something? No, they didn't do anything. Like, they just made it like, it's a high school thing.
Yeah, or slap boxing.
Oh, yeah, slap boxing.
Dude, slap boxing was the thing.
I hated slap boxing.
I never did it, but like, I wanted to. Whatever.
So there's a story behind slap boxing. Because, you know, like, we had lockers mm-hmm. for, like, the football players. That mm-hmm. they closed them off, or, like, they're during PE.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah.
So, I guess, like, they closed them off because somebody in my period, I was, like, in fifth period PE.
Yeah.
With Ms. Riggs. I guess, like, a bunch of people were slapboxing in the corner. Somebody came out with, like, a big, like, bloody nose and crap like that. I forgot who it was.
In PE.
Yeah, in PE. So, because, like, they had the lockers in the back. Because, you know, it went straight
in. Oh, so this was in the locker room?
Yeah, it was in the locker room. Maybe. So, like, they told everybody. Not everybody.
It had to be the locker room.
I could smell the locker room.
Ew.
No, but they told everybody to get out that was in that area. Because they told them to grab all their stuff and everything like that. They locked it up. And they signed them, like, new lockers in my row. Okay. And so, like, I was pissed off because I was like, dude, like, this is, like, I don't want to, like, be with any of the football players because, like, they're rowdy as hell. And they'll just make us get in trouble either way. Mm-hmm. And it's like, they always did make us get
in trouble. Hey, yo, talking about PE, you just remember getting loner clothes?
I never got loner clothes.
Bro.
I remember leaving the most stupidest shit just to trade for loner
clothes. Like remember, like, we had to leave our ID? And I remember, like, if you don't have an ID, you just do 10 push-ups.
Wait, deadass?
Oh, well, that was in Bonita. Bonita, like, if we didn't have anything to give, like, our phones or our IDs, we
had
to...
I never had any 10 push-ups.
Dude, I have to do so many...
Did I always give them, like, a book or, like, a pencil, like,
thing? Yeah.
Dude, I used to give them random shit.
I used to do 10 push-ups all the time. But, like, keep in mind, back then, I couldn't do push-ups, so I was just, like, BSing my way out of it.
I gave them a wallet that I found on the floor.
Yeah, I said modified push-ups.
I gave him a I gave one of my coaches a wallet just so I...
Because I don't know, it was random, but I thought about that right now.
Yeah.
I don't
know. Loners suck because they barely fit you too.
And you just know, like, that's like 50-50, you're going to get crabs.
Yeah, I think majority half of our graduating class did get crabs from wearing loners.
Jeez.
But honestly, it was easier to have to get loners than to wash my PE clothes all the time. Because I also wasn't the type of person to fuck with wearing my PE clothes straight for a week.
Mm-hmm.
You know? If I brought my PE clothes, I would take it home and wash it.
I've done it.
I think that's why I also.
Well, why didn't we just buy like 5 pairs of shorts?
Yeah,
because we didn't have money.
That's true. I didn't. Actually, I should have done that.
When we really had PE, it was freshman and junior year.
Yeah, sophomore year.
And even then, I feel like we didn't even care too much about, like, we didn't even think too much like that.
But please tell me why, like, in PE, there was always, like, those special needs girls that, like, always, like, did not change. Like, they would just put on the PE shorts and that's it. Like, the teachers wouldn't say anything about them wearing, like, a hoodie or, like, not even the right PE shirt. Remember that? Yeah. Or was it just me?
Well, I mean, it's because it makes sense. I mean, it's not like they're going to be fucking doing what we do.
No, like, I was making a joke. I was talking about, like, actually special needs. I was talking, like, making a joke.
Wait, what are you talking about?
Like, just normal random girls that would just make an excuse. Like, those girls that are hurt and they put a knee brace on.
Oh, like... Okay, gotcha.
Like those girls. Like
special needs.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, bro, really? Just change into your shirt, bro. I hate it coming out. Like, all the girls are wearing a hoodie. And all the guys, like, can't wear a hoodie? No. That's sexist right there.
It was sexist. But, I mean, what can you do? When you're a guy...
Kick them in the shins?
They expect us men to just toughen up.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Whatever. I didn't really mind this or whatever, but it should be us.
I remember one time I got my wisdom teeth taken out, and I forget what coach it was, but he was telling me, like, oh, like, you can go chill it out in the bleachers, and he got pissed off at me for doing that, and I'm like, you told me I can go chill out, because
you should have kicked him in the shin.
Yeah, I kicked him in the shin, I could run, because I could outrun that man. Have you seen what he looked like?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. No, but I got him take him out, and I'm like, honestly, like, my side of my cheeks hurt so much. You guys remember that?
I do, actually.
When you guys came to visit me on Friday. So yeah. I stayed home from school Thursday to get them done. And then Friday came. I was in so much pain. I was like, ugh. Dude, I remember ice cream and ramen.
Mm-hmm. Got me. Yeah. I remember you were telling us.
I know. I was telling you guys picking up some ice cream and ramen.
So just before we wrap this up, is there any last minute stories, any else you want to share?
There was this one time. I had English with Jeanette and Raquel.
Junior year, right?
Yeah, junior year. Yeah. It was with the teacher named Mr. Perez. He's irrelevant, but...
I remember that guy.
Yeah, remember that guy?
Yeah, his lips, bro.
I think I saw him... Oh, dude, you know who he looks like?
Like who?
Like that one dude. Like, like in Monsters, Inc. when the guy, like, gets on the machine and his lips, like...
Oh, dude, that's so true!
I mean, that is it. Yeah, right, he had glasses, too. Yeah. Okay. Long story short, you know Eric, right?
Yeah.
So, me and the girls, we had our English final in front of us, and we had, like, we didn't know anything.
I remember what you're telling us.
Our minds were blank. We don't know what to do. And then we just see Eric on, like, a couple desks in front of us. He's just fucking bombing through every single, like it's nothing. And we're like, bro, how the fuck is Eric getting this and not us?
Yeah.
And then we're like, fuck it, let's just copy Eric. And we just saw copying Eric. I'm like, hey, what's up? Like, we're taking, she's like, hey, what's number 3? What's number 5? You know? Like, we're all looking, we're all taking, just looking. Long story short, we turn in our test. Eric is, of course, the first one to finish. And then we're, like, the second, third, and fourth.
Yeah.
We leave class, and we tell Eric, like, hey, Eric. Like, sorry to do this, bro, but we copied your test. And he goes, bro, and guess on every single question. Oh my god. And me and the girls, bro, our hearts dropped.
Right.
We instant fail. We I think
all
we,
of you
we
guys.
Got like a 2 out of 10. A 2 out of like 30.
30. God damn.
2 out of 30.
I've done, I've done that before in our finals. I remember I put the answers on my Apple test. I mean, I'm Apple test. Watch, and I got 9 out of 90.
What?
But I thought I had the answers. Whatever.
Where did you have the answers?
Oh, yeah. Like, you know how like they make cheat sheets? Like, oh, like this is test A, this is test B. Uh-huh. So when I got my test version, I put it on my Apple Watch because I got both pictures. And I'm like, okay, babe, I'm gonna just copy the answers.
So you just looked it up online on your
Apple. No. I don't know. Like, someone took like test like earlier. They took an answer. They took pictures of their answers, but I don't know. I guess I failed.
Yeah. Idiot. They fucked you guys over.
They did. Yeah. Idiot.
But I got one story. Mm. Okay, this one's about Rico, Efren, and my friend Steven. Okay. We went to the volleyball game. Mm. Okay, so once
this is trauma.
It's trauma, but it's
healthy. It has to be told. It has to be told.
Bullying.
Bullying.
Bullying. Okay, so I had to go use the bathroom, like, so bad because like I was just holding it, watching Steven's girlfriend at the time play volleyball. And then I had to go to his bathroom. He's like, oh, yo, let me go with you because I have to go too. And then Efren comes with us.
Well, keep in mind this. Michael hasn't started from the beginning. This was finals week as well. And was it? Yeah, I believe. Yeah.
No, it was in the middle of volleyball game for homecoming.
Yeah, I know. It's not finals week.
Not finals week.
It's volleyball. It's like October, bro.
It was like October.
No way.
Yeah, because we went to homecoming. And that was the day we asked them to homecoming. It was like October.
Yeah.
October, yeah.
It couldn't have been.
It was
homecoming. Yes, it was. Do I have the pictures?
Yeah,
it was October.
Because I could have sworn I drank because we had just finished the final. Or was it the PSAT?
It was PSATs.
Oh, yeah, it was. Okay, so we had just taken the PSATs.
Bro, we didn't take PSATs in October.
Are you sure?
Positive. I don't know.
Rico just wanted to drink. Because remember, we got off early and we went to Michael's house and that's why I was drunk. Because that's the point. No, I was drunk.
Rico just wanted to drink. Anyway, go on with the story.
Anyway, so me and Steve, because Rico's...
That is the moral of the story. Because that's all you guys got away with, how you got away with.
Because Rico's drunk out of his mind, whatever, in the volleyball game.
Just I couldn't function. And I was asking my friends if they could hydrate me, give me something to drink, some water.
Yeah.
And hear what these fucks did.
Okay, so I'm going to laugh so hard like right now. So, me, Steven, and Efren, we go to use the bathroom, and then Efren washes his hands. He's like, he's going to wait for us by the door. And then I look at the Powerade bottle, because there's a Powerade bottle by the sink right there. And I look at Steven, and then I'm like, let me fill this up with some water real quick. And then, so, like, we shake it up, and honestly, it looked like the exact color of the Powerade, because it was red. And so we showed Efren it, and then we're like, okay, we're going to give it to Steven. We got him a Powerade. And Efren's like wondering, wait, where'd you guys pull this Powerade out of your asses or something like that? Or like just have a place to hide it. So we go and take it to Rico.
And I'm over here so grateful. I'm like, damn, I have the best friends. Like, they really, like, really bought me a Gatorade.
Yeah, we...
When I'm, like,
it was a
going Powerade. Through it.
No, but this kid, what he does... Oh my god.
But no, you know, these fuckers got a random ass Gatorade from the fucking gym bathroom. Who knows how long that fuck has been in there, because this fucking toilets have been clogged for 3 weeks straight in there.
No, but...
And they fucking filled it with the same sink water, the same fucking pipes in that disgusting ass gym. And they said, here, my dear friend of 3 years, I know you are intoxicated. Let me take advantage of you. Drink this fucking piss water.
He drank it.
And I fucking chugged that shit.
No, but before he almost finished it, he was like, dude, it's more like alcohol. So he poured it on himself, thinking it would just like...
It makes sense, bro. Okay, if I spill alcohol on me and that made me smell like alcohol, if I... spill Gatorade, if it's actually Gatorade on me, then maybe I'll smell like Gatorade.
Yeah, but those are good times.
Yeah.
Yeah. So is there anything you want to plug before we end?
Feel free to follow me at Rico Say Ha on IG. Add me on Snapchat at Andres Say Ha 123. And then my TikTok is Rico Ligo Chico.
Yeah. You, Michael, you want to plug anything?
Feel free to donate to the podcast to help support through everything that we're trying to currently upgrade or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Well, definitely, yeah. We just kind of changed our IG page.
It's
this podcast. You can find it with our logo. It just is In My 20s. I believe it's a blue neon sign. Yeah.
And then keep eye out for next week, because next week we're going to be dropping something amazing.
Awesome. Yeah. Yes. Hopefully you guys will like it. Let us know what you guys think.
Yeah. Also, and before we leave, right now, when you said Rico say ha, have you seen like Kanye documentary?
No.
You haven't seen it?
I haven't finished it.
Well, have you gotten to the part where it's like, you know how it's like Cudi, but she's filming everything? He's like, I never knew Kanye. No, I never met Ye, but I knew Kanye.
That's so stupid.
That's something that he
I
said.
I
didn't know Ye, but I knew Kanye. Anyway, so
something he would say.
So just before we end, what I want to plug is also drink Prime Hydration. Shout out to Prime Hydration. It's better than for you. It's cheaper than Gatorade, and it's available in all of your local stores. So check those out. And with that being said, in my 20s out.
Deuces.
Bye.